Social media giants Twitter and Facebook have suspended hundreds of accounts they believe are part of a state-backed disinformation campaign from mainland China targeting the Hong Kong protest movement. Twitter says the campaign was designed to spread political discord in Hong Kong, but will the actions of these companies have any effect on the Chinese Communist Party? David Sparks reports.
Social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have been under pressure to crack down on political influence campaigns ever since the 2016 US presidential election. And now they're pointing the finger at China.
I mean, I think it's a huge deal. This is the first time that we've had any confirmation from any of the Western social media platforms that they've seen a PRC state-sponsored action.
Matt Schrader is a China analyst at the Alliance for Securing Democracy at the German Marshall Fund. Twitter says the state-backed information operation originating in mainland China has been trying to undermine the legitimacy of the protest movement in Hong Kong.
Very, very early. We just got this announcement like an hour ago, so we haven't had a chance to sift through any of the evidence from Twitter to confirm that it is, in fact, state-driven activity, but they seem very sure of the allegation.
Twitter has blocked 936 accounts, which it reckons have been attempting to sow political discord, and it's suspended another 200,000. In one example, a tweet of a photo of protesters storming Hong Kong's Legislative Council building said, "It's complete violent behaviour. We don't want you radical people in Hong Kong. Just get out of here." Facebook has also taken down about a dozen accounts and pages. Matt Schrader says there's no question that a state-backed campaign from within China is responsible.
They've gone out of their way to focus on instances of violent interactions between protesters and the Hong Kong police. And then they've turned around and they've used that both within the PRC and outside of the PRC to portray this as a violent movement that's directed against primarily the PRC government. Because you know, what they want these people to think is that these protesters just don't like the PRC.
The Hong Kong protests have presented one of the biggest challenges for China's President Xi Jinping since he came to power. Another China analyst, Adam Ni from Macquarie University, says the social media crackdown will hurt the Chinese government.
Certainly, I think it does, in the sense that while these platforms are banned in China itself, the Chinese state uses these platforms. If you look at state media, for example, it uses Facebook and Twitter to tell the Chinese government version of the story. So I think it's highly ironic that on the one side, these are banned to their own citizens, but on the other side, you have Chinese government officials, ambassadors to other countries, as well as state media using these platforms in order to influence an international audience.
And then there's the question of money. Twitter has announced it will no longer accept advertising from state-controlled news media entities.
I think it's certainly going to be a costly decision, but from the long-term perspective, I think the credibility and integrity of these platforms are the basis of their economic viability and why we use these platforms, because we trust that the information on there are genuine information from users and not some misinformation campaigns.
The Chinese embassy in Washington and the US State Department have not commented.
David Sparks reporting there.